This is Looking Back, a canvas of Northwest California history. In the white settler history of Northwest California, the movement of small and large herds of various livestock makes for some interesting stories, and in the case of cattle, a devastating one for Native Americans. The first such expedition involved Jedediah Smith's ill-fated trip from California north to Oregon in 1828. With 20 men and over 300 horses and mules, Smith traveled from the Sacramento Valley northwest into the Trinity River watershed along the Klamath River through today's Del Norte County and north into Oregon. The animals were lost to accidents, left behind due to exhaustion, or even eaten by the hungry trappers. His plan to drive the animals to the fur trapper rendezvous in Wyoming failed. In the 1850s, the increase in settlers led to an increase in demand for meat. Ranchers began to import cattle for that demand. Sailing ships were impractical, so the animals were driven overland from Tehama, Sacramento, Sonoma, even Oregon. The herds ranged over the grasslands of southern and eastern Humboldt, having a severe impact on the lands the local native tribes used for food and sustenance. This would have fatal results for both the Native Americans and the settlers. Charles Horn of Del Norte County related a cattle herding operation he helped with in 1864 when he was 19. He and his fellow drovers left Crescent City, heading south for Sacramento with 300 head of cattle. They traveled through the hills inland from the coast, passing east of Arcata and Blue Lake, down through Round Valley, ending at Cache Creek near present-day Woodland. As they made their journey south, there were so many stray cattle roaming the hills they passed through, they ended up collecting and delivering 1,900 head of cattle. A report filed by the commander of a military patrol out of Fort Humboldt at the time notes the startling encounter with this herd and its drovers.